السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما، آمين. Inshallah, today we continue from Ayah 42 of Surah Taha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In Ayah 42, اذهب. So keep the back alqala very soft. هب. هب. Not هب. Okay. So you need to make sure it is not a fatha sound or a dhamma sound. اذهب. And hold the letter ذال with the sukun just a little bit. Otherwise it will bounce. And the word ذكري. Do hams on the calf. Stick the tongue to the makhraj of calf in the upper palate and hold it before you release it to get the hams. In Ayah 43, make the word rasukun in fir'auna very soft, and tagha is going to be heavy. Open the mouth just for ta. The back part of the tongue is going to rise up. Tagha. Not twa. Don't change the shape of your mouth to round mouth. Ta. Ta-ga. Just let your jaw drop down. Ta-ga. So inshallah, let us recite Ayah 42 and 43 and use a loud voice so that you can hear yourself.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اذهب أنت وزوجك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري. اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى.
In Ayah 44, فقولا لام ألف. This is the لام ألف of dual, so make sure we stretch it to harakat. And the word قولا قولا. Cough will be heavy, raise the back part of your tongue. Wow will be soft. قو قولا لينا. And the word يخشى. Ya is soft, ha heavy. يخ. You hear that the sound is continuing on ha because it is also another letter of hams. يخشى. So we need to continue to have the airflow. We should not be too fast in saying yakhsha. Okay? Yakhsha. Give a little time.
فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى.
Ayah 45 begins with the word qala. So this is the lam alif of dual. So make sure that we don't overemphasize the lam alif. It is not a separate word. Qala. The word ayyafruta.
So here the ya is idgham with ghunna and keep the ta heavy. Aw madlin ay yatgha. Again we have idgham and ghain is heavy.
قال ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى.
Ayah 46. We will look at the word asma'u. The sin has a sukun and this is a letter of hams. So we need to spend a little bit time on the sin asma'u. And the ayin has a dhamma. Make sure that the ayin is coming from the throat. Make it clear and make the dhamma soft.
قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى.
Ayah 47, we will just look at a few words. For example, تُعَذِّبَهُمْ بَهَزَ سُكُون. So this is قَلْقَلَة. So we are not going to put a فَتْحَ دَمَّة sound on it. تُعَذِّبَ and هُمْ. The دَمَّة, after the دَمَّة on the هُ, make sure that you flatten the lips again. هُمْ. The word قَادَ, back part of the tongue should go up for قَاف. But for dal, we should come back to the straight lips. Qade. The last few words, mani taba'al huda. Lam has a sukoon. Just rest there for a little while before you go down to hu. Al huda.
Fa'tiyahu faqula inna rasula rabbi. بِكَ فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَلَا تُعَذِّبْهُمْ. قَدْ جِئْنَاكَ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْهُدَى.
Ayah 48 and 49. In 48, we have ikhfa of man kadhaba. So we try to keep the tongue close to makhraj of kaf. So the back part of the tongue rises up to the palate. Ka. Man ka. Man kadhaba. So let's recite these two ayahs.
إِنَّا قَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْنَا أَنَّ الْعَذَابَ عَلَى مَنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى.
Ayah 50 and 51. The word a'ta, alif followed by ayn from the throat, a', and then ta is heavy, lift the back part of the tongue. The word shay'in is izhar, followed by the word khalqahu. So here we have to notice that kha is a heavy letter, but lam is soft. So you need to transition back. Your lips should be back to a flat line. Khal, khalqahu. And for thumma, the dhamma is a rounded lips, but for the meem is not. So you need to flatten the lips again. Thum, and hold it for two harakat. Thumma. In ayah 51, we have lam sukoon in alif lam. So always make sure that we stop there, give the full time to the lam before we move to the next sound. For example, balul qurunil ula. So inshallah, let's recite these ayahs.
قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى قال فما بال القرون الأولى.
Ayah 52, we have ikhfa in inda and also in yansa. And we are going to do idgham without ghunna in kitabillah. So let's do the ayah.
Qala ilmuha inda rabbi fi kitabillah yadillu rabbi wa la yansa.
In ayah 53, the word mahdaw wa salaka. So ha sukun, make sure we don't bounce the sound. Then do idgham with ghunna on waw. The word anzala, soft ikhfa. Same with ma'an fa akhrajna. And then in the end we have nabatin shatta. Ikhfa, close to the makhraj of sheen.
الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مَهْدًا وَسَلَكَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا وَسَلَكَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّن نَّبَاتٍ شَتَّى.
In ayah 54 and 55, in 54, the word wara'au, the ra should be heavy, ayn should be from the throat, and then the waw should be soft. Wara'au. And in ayah 55, the last two words, taratan, is ifhar. Ukhra, air flows, ukh, and then ra is going to be heavy. So let's recite these two ayahs.
Kulu wara'u an'amakum, inna fi thalika la ayatin li ulinnuha. منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى.
In the next two ayahs, in 56, we have walaqad, cough heavy, dal soft, so bring your lips back to a flat line. And in the next verse, we have min izhar, followed by ardina. Now, dad is a heavy letter, although it has a kasra, we should still try to keep it heavy. Ardina.
وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا كُلَّهَا فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى. قَالَ أَجِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى.
Ayah 58, we should focus on making sure that the kasras are sharp and E sound. For example, B, not B. Bisihrim mithlihi. And when you have the sukoon on the letter Kha, always make sure that the air continues. Nukhlifuhu. Ikhfa in anta. Now the makhraj of noon and ta are very close. So when we say anta, keep the tongue very close to the makhraj of noon. Just don't let it touch it. Anta. Makanan suwa. Another ikhfa, soft quality.
Falana. تينك بسحر مثله فاجعل بيننا وبينك موعدا فاجعل بيننا وبينك موعدا لا نخلفه نحن ولا أنت مكانا سوى.
Ayahs 59. Qala. Now we have this word coming up many times in this section today. So just make sure we keep the lam soft. Qala. Not qala. 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 Mau'idukum. So mim is soft and then the waw, the madleen. Mau. So make a sharp round mouth for this. Same thing with yawmu. You want to keep the ya soft and then the waw sound. Yaw. Yawmu zinati. We have idgham with gunna ay yuhshara. So for ha hams, give it a little time. And a heavy word is duha. Keep the dot heavy. Dot dhamma du. Duha. And the ha is going to be soft. And in ayah 60, the word thumma. I talked about it previously that you keep a sharp lips for thu and then flat for meem. Thumma. قال موعدكم يوم الزينة وأن يحشر الناس ضحى. فتولى فرعون فجمع كيده ثم أتى. In ayah 61, the lafz jalala lam is going to be heavy. Alallahi. So when we go from the ala to the lam, we will make it heavy right then. Alallahi. And we have soft ikhfa. Kadiban fayushitakum. Now the kum is ikhfa shafawi. Stop two harakat for the meem. بعذاب والقلان با if you're going to stop and وقاد قاف heavy دال soft قاد خاب من افترى let the hems continue on letter فا من افترى قال لهم موسى ويلكم لا تفتروا على الله كذبا فيسحتكم بعذاب وقد خاب من افترى. Ayah 62, there's ikhfa shafawi in amrahum baynahum. Fatanaza'u amrahum baynahum wa asarrun najwa. Ayah 63, we stretch the mad in qalu, 3 to 5 harakat, keep the lam dhamma soft, in hadhani, so izhar on noon, lasahirani, ra heavy, yuridani, keep the noon kasra short, an yukhrijakum, so here we have idgham with ghunna, من إظهار أرضكم keep the dot كسرة heavy كم إخفاء شفوي بسحرهما keep the راس كسرة soft ويذهب the ذال we gotta hold this sound a little bit otherwise it will bounce and become like ذال قلقلة so ويذهب بطريقتكم المثلى. So here we have the alif lam. We are going to hold the lam and muth also. We are going to give the hissing sound, the hems to harakat.
قالوا إن هذان لساحران يريدان أن يخرجاكم أن يخرجاكم
من أرضكم بسحرهما ويذهبا بطريقتكم المثلى. I 64 فأجمعوا جيم سكون will be قلقلة. The word ثم تو from the Dhamma we want to come back to straight lips and then on Hamza do a little hiccup and صف make صاد heavy and stretch the فا to حركات. فأجمعوا كيدكم ثم صفا وقد أفلح اليوم من استعلى. Ayah 65 and 66. In Ayah 65, we have the word antulqiya. So here we have the noon ikhfa close to the makhraj of ta. Antulqiya. And man alqa. So here that noon is izhar. So we just hold it. And in the next Ayah 66, min sihrihim. So here the noon is ikhfa and it's going to be soft.
Qalu ya Musa imma an tulqiya wa imma an nakun wa imma نكون أول من ألقى. قال بل ألقوا فإذا حبالهم وعصيهم يخيل إليه من سحرهم أنها تسعى.
The next two ayahs we are just going to recite. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى.
قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى. وألق ما في يمينك تلقف ما صنعوا إنما صنعوا كيد ساحر ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى.
Ayah 70, we have the word sujadan qalu. So we are going to do a heavy ikhfa.
فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى.
Ayah 71, this is a long ayah, and in this one we have the word amantum, so that noon will be ikhfa and soft, an adhana, so here the noon is idhar. Fala uqatti'anna, the ta kasra should be heavy. The word khilafiyun wa la usallibannakum. Here we have idgham with ghunna. And in the end we have azaban wa abqa. So do the idgham and ab qalqala and qaf heavy.
قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرَ. فَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبْقَى.
Ayah 72, we have the word لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ. So here we have the noon shadda. Always remember to stop there for two harakat. The word فَطَرَنَا. Ta and ra should be kept heavy.
فَقَضُي.
قَاف قَلْقَلَ and dad kasra heavy.
قَاضٍ,
that's idhar. تقضي. Make sure we do a stretch, the dad, two harakat. And let's do the recitation of this ayah.
قالوا لن نؤثرك على ما جاءنا من البينات والذي فطرنا فاقض ما أنت قاض إنما تقضي هذه الحياة الدنيا.
Ayah 73, we will hold all the mad munfasil here for 3 to 5 harakat. The words akrahtana do the hems on letter kaf, and lafzi jalala will be heavy. In wallahu khayrun wa idgham with ghunna wa abaqa ba qalqala, and make it soft.
Inna amanna bi rabbina liyaghfira lana khatayana wa ma akrahtana wa ma akrahtana alayhi min as-sihri wallahu khayrun wa abqa.
Ayah 74, here we have innahu sila sughra, stretch it, two harakat. Man ya'ti, idgham with ghunna, hold the ya. Rabbahu, another sila sughra, stretch it, two harakat. Mujriman fa inna lahu, so here the ikhfa will be soft. فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى. Ha sukun, do the hams, hold the sound a little bit.
إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى.
Ayah 75, وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ إِدْغَامْ وِدْغُنَّ مُؤْمِنًا قَدْ. So here we leave the back part of the tongue when we do the إِخْفَى. مُؤْمِنًا قَدْ. And dal will be soft.
عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ فَأُولَئِكَ.
Make sure that the kasra gets a proper E sound.
فَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَى.
In the alif lam, hold the lam a little bit so it does not bounce.
وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ فَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَى.
Ayah 76,
جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي.
So here we have dal qalqala and then ikhfa, soft.
عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ.
So min is also ikhfa, and keep the tongue close to makhraj of ta.
خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وذلك جزاء من تزكى.
So all of the ikhfas here are followed by letter ta. So noon and ta, the makharij are very close to each other. So keep the tongue very close to the noon makharij, but don't let it touch it.
جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء من تزكى.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.